This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. So, about 10:45 last night at Robin Roberts Stadium in Springfield, Illinois, site of the Midwest Prospects League, it's about the seventh inning of kind of a long-standing game here, just the game lasting pretty long. And Dom is coming to the plate, and the public address announcer says, "And if you're ever in St. Louis, head to Westport, Kimo's Chop House." Next up, second baseman Dominic Cusimano.
Is that right?
He said
Did you offer some cheese bread?
No, I don't know why he said that. And Dom knew where I was sitting because there's not that many people there. And he kind of looks at me and kind of looking at him like, oh, my God.
And if you're here tonight, would it kill you to have a box for Dom?
Oh, Monique's contention is that there's nothing good that can come out of eating at these minor league stadium parks because it's all like, you know, really greasy hot dogs and hamburgers. And they got, oh, what's the Chinese place that has a really good chicken that's not good for you? That really tastes.
P.F. Chang's?
No, it's a little less than that.
Well, our guys were there the other day, yes. Panda.
Panda Express.
Panda Express.
Which I really like. I mean, there's not one thing at this place that could be nutritious, and I'm like, trying to stay away from it.
I have
it.
Panda in my fridge right now.
But and Martin, I thought of you, because before the first pitch, draft beers are $1.
And then the game Frank's pitches, thinking of me.
The game
the price goes up.
$4, yeah.
But if you go to, whether it's minor league baseball or kids summer league, whatever,
yeah,
you got to eat a hot dog or a hamburger. That's not the time to have a salad. It's
absolutely
understood. The next day, you can have a salad and you can get on the treadmill. But at that point, aren't the cheeseburgers and hot dogs better, like at Little League parks or at minor league baseball? You got to eat it at that point.
Yeah, I think so. And it is tasty. I'm not denying the taste.
Yeah, kids and parents included, minor league sports in general are fantastic. In Peoria, we had the Rivermen and we had the Chiefs. And so my parents aren't going to drive down to St. Louis or, you know, go to a Blues game or a Cardinal game all the time, 3 hours away. You got to pay for hotels. Like those experiences as a little kid, you know, you don't know anybody's name. You're just kind of learning the sport. And it's very cheap. You know, you can buy family ticket for like $10 and food for like $5. Yeah.
Did Monique have a Ziploc bag with like carrots or celery?
And then
she can't go on the next trip if that's what she's doing.
And then a half inning later, the public address announcer says, "And here from Channel 5, back from covering the Blues, Frank Cusimano." And I stood up, I just kind of stood up for a split second and waved, and no one clapped.
Were you surprised? I'm surprised you got a shout out and the stand up.
That's like every event I've ever done. I have to say thank you for holding your applause as you get introduced. Boy, Frank's on the circuit, though, up in the Central Illinois circuit, little Mario's Pizza in Greenville. He's working the Evansville, Springfield, Illinois corridor.
He's working the hotbeds.
You know,
big
markets. I told Kenny Wallace that I was going to go to one of his dirt track races that are in Decatur and Macomb or, you know, these towns.
They have them in Canton. They have a Spoon River Speedway right outside of Canton. I've seen Kenny race out there.
And I think I started saying that after he was talking one night about some of the food you could get. And so the theory was, were you going to see the racing or the food? It's the same idea. A couple of cold beers or at a dirt track. What do you say? Monique, Kim, ladies, what do you say? Head to the dirt track?
They'll pass.
Healthy food items there, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh.
By the way, the whole Shildt comments, you know, defending his team. The backdrop was the Blues being in the house with the Stanley Cup, which is exciting. Did you ever think we'd be living in a Blues world where everything's more exciting if the Blues are attached to it, and the comparisons are a little harsh for the Cardinals because the Blues are the winners? And I'm sure there are people in that building at Enterprise who never thought they'd see the day when the Blues are the bigger fish. And I realize, big picture, they're still money-wise and attendance-wise, the Cardinals are still bigger. But in terms of interest and buzz, and I do think that might have bothered Shildt a little. It's like I asked him a question about Berube the other day just because Berube hadn't talked yet, and I had to do a news hit. And I thought, hey, you were an interim. What's it like to be an interim? Here's a guy I took over, and then maybe he thought I was digging him because, hey, Berube took over and won a title. I think he might be a little tired of the Blues
You know what? That type of questioning is probably the reason it precipitated this dialogue, Martin being disrespectful to the manager.
I think on Tuesday, I laid the seeds for the Wednesday monologue.
I think it's funny. He hasn't said he's getting tired of the Berube Blues talk. But if he is, like, that's kind of embarrassing because, I mean, this is not only huge for the city that you're, you know, representing, but also it's good for your team. As well. I mean, you're still getting $40,000 in a night. I think you should ease up on the appreciation factor because, you know, the Cardinals, year in and year out, 3 million plus ticket sale. That's appreciation nonetheless.
Well, and the Blues being there may have sold a few extra tickets last night. The fact that the Cup was there.
The Cup. Yep. Yeah. I wonder what it's going to be like. See, the problem is this. It's not a problem. It's a good thing. This division is so parity-filled that even if the Cardinals are the essence of mediocrity, fans are going to be there in late September because it's going to be a race. And they're not going to be out of the second wild card spot, you know?
What's the wild card standings? I have to say, if you're not catching a team like Atlanta or Colorado, or
the Colorados, like Colorado's been hovering 500-ish. The Phillies are hovering 500-ish.
So Colorado is 4 games over 500.
Okay,
and then Philadelphia is 4 games over 500, and the Cardinals are 1 game. So,
I guess realistically, you probably could, but those teams have, you know, I hate to say it, firepower. Yeah. And you don't see that for the Cardinals.
It's just good to be in the National League Central, let's be honest. I mean, if you were in the West, you'd be 12 games out. If you were in the American League East, you'd be about 10 games out. If you were in the American League Central, you'd be around that, about 9 or 10. And how about if you were in the American League West with Houston? They've lost 31 and the Cardinals have lost 39, so you'd be 8 games out. You'd be in really bad shape in almost every other division.
Right? I think Cardinal fans look at the Dodgers. Now, granted, they're having a runaway season. That's why the Rockies are buried over there. But they look at the Dodgers and say, that's kind of our brunt. We're always as good. We want to be the trendsetters. We don't want to be just hanging around. We don't want to be a third-place team saying we're good at stealing bases. That doesn't sit well with your fan base. And you don't want it to. You don't want to say we're a game or two over 500, but we're really good at stealing bases. That doesn't get it done.
And I hate to say it. I'll take, you know, 2 games a week of 7-plus runs with a couple errors attached to it. I will. I like defensive baseball. But if you're providing just a Colton Wong diving snag at second base while you're down 4-0, or Harrison Bader, who's 0 for his last 25, goes in and makes a diving catch when you're down 4-0 in the 8th, that doesn't provide me any excitement. So I understand fundamentally, yes, you may be playing clean baseball. But we're also watching third strikes go right down the middle of the pipe 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
Maybe Edmund will get to the point where you can make this 3 players for 2 positions with Colton Wong and Matt Carpenter. Maybe he plays himself into that. What do you think about that possibility?
Well, I love the fact that he was leading off last night. Just shake it up. Yep. That's one thing in the coveted hour, and maybe Schulte was listening. The coveted hour yesterday said, just quit doing the same. If nothing else, just shake it up a little bit. Mix it up. Why not throw a Tommy Edman out there? Why not let him hit leadoff? We were joking and said, let Molina hit second. Just do something different. Freshen it up a little bit. And Edman, 2 for 4. I'll bet you anything, Friday in San Diego, Carpenter's leading off and Edman's not in the game. I'll bet you a milkshake. And we can transfer it around because you owe Plowsy, who I now owe. What do you think?
I don't think I would bet against you on that. You're right.
Carpenter will be hitting leadoff and playing
Carp's
third base.
Oh, Carp's got a day's rest. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Just think about, and I hate to think about the future, but just think about this team this year, which is probably going to be what your team will be next year for the most part. Maybe a couple of minor additions in your bullpen or a starter. But think about this team without Marcelo Ozuna and try to gauge where you'd be at in the standings. And if you think we're playing boring baseball or the Cardinals are playing boring baseball now, just wait till you don't re-sign that guy, the only one that's giving you offensive pop.
Well,
that to me is scary to think about what this team would be without Marcelo Ozuna, which could end up happening next year with having most of your payroll already set.
Best offensive player would be gone. Yeah, it's kind of scary to think about.
And the other line that Schultz said, he said, I know I've been called whiny. I've never thought of him. I've never thought of him as whiny. Overly optimistic, overly positive. That's his personality. He's a very upbeat. He's a really nice person.
Yeah, could be nice.
And I think that he is going to be overly upbeat about his team. You're not going to get him saying negative things about the team. But when he said somebody referred to me as whiny, I'm like, I've not heard that anywhere.
Has a manager ever said in press conference or scrum settings more than Mike Schilt? Well, that's a great question. I'm glad you brought that up. I really appreciate that question. I mean, he's like the nicest guy in the
especially
world.
Especially the Jen Langoshers of the world.
Yeah, Jen,
that's a great one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
By the way, David Solomon of our the team here at 590 said the original question to Shildt was whether having Berube or the Blues players would be a good idea to have them maybe talk to the team if he sees parallels between his team and the first half with the Blues, kind of maybe that they need a jolt or something. So I guess they're saying, hey, these guys are here. Maybe they can give a little pep talk on how you can turn things around.
And there wasn't a lot of appreciation for the fan base January 1st with the Blues. So I think
they had to eat it.
They ate a ton. They were talking about, I mean, national hockey writers talk about revamping the whole team, trading Petrangelo, get rid of everybody. I mean, that I was on that camp too. So, I mean, fans.
I never
just
heard Berube say, oh, nobody believes in us.
Yeah, he just ignored it, and that's what you should do.
Let's don't bury the lead. We were talking about concession food. Ask Kenny Wallace about racetrack cheeseburgers and half cold cheese sticks. Unhealthy, greasy, aw, it's the best. Now, with that said, I'm going to ask you guys both a question. You know what place, and it's not specifically a restaurant, where you consistently get unbelievable cheeseburgers? I've never not had a great cheeseburger at this type. It's
to me, it would be
when
like,
you walk into a.
Oh, I know what you country club.
Well, that's really
golf
good.
Golf tournament.
Bowling alley.
Oh my gosh! I'm thinking cheese balls and finger foods or bowling alley. That's
but I mean,
the move.
Bowling alleys always have great cheeseburgers,
and it's always in sort of that little paper tray.
Yes,
and it maybe has a little piece of wax paper under it.
Really solid.
I mean, the grease is just sopping through that tray to where you have to put a napkin. There's nothing better than
a best of in the noon hour because we're all going to a bowling alley.
Yeah,
Iggy's probably got a pass.
Now, favorite cheeseburger, Carson. Where would your favorite cheeseburger be if your dad says we can get cheeseburgers today? Where would you choose? All right.
Where do we go?
Not a foodie.
Come on.
Village Bar.
He is not. Yes, he goes to the Village Bar, and
he's been
kicked off the table where they do the
shuffleboard. Or?
The shuffleboard, yeah, because it's for 21 and up. But Carson has been known to kind of slum in the bar over there playing a little shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard's
fine. It's really embarrassing. Kill coin breaking rules.
Yeah, and then they kick him off the shuffleboard. It's really embarrassing because he's also smoking inside.
I'm thinking. I think that story might have changed to where Martin was like hanging over the shuffleboard table and a kill coin was getting escorted out, but it wasn't Carson, it was Martin.
O'Connell's has this big reputation and it lives up to it.
It's
that's
amazing.
A big fat burger. That's unbelievable.
Amazing.
And I tell you, what's the place in Dogtown?
Max. Is it Max?
Max.
I have not been there.
Oh, my goodness, is that good.
It's Carl's for me. And I love Max,
Carl's
and I also love O'Connell. But to me, Carl's, it's the ambiance. It's the old school way. They cook them fresh, right to order. It really is the move.
It must
really
be almost 12 because everybody's obsessing over Frank, in all seriousness, what are you eating for lunch? You were probably
I
planning
made Carl's,
on
yeah.
You were planning on carrots, celery, no chance.
Yeah. All right,
you've earned it after 2 hours of radio. Gosh,
yeah.
You've earned a big meal.
I'm burning calories.
What do we have coming up on the Coveted?
Coveted Hour, Chuck Marlowe's here, and we got a whole bunch of hot takes. We'll get the listeners involved this next hour. It is the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan.